Hey everyone, welcome into I'll Just Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. And I'm Brad.
And I'm Kara.
We just finished up week 3 of our journey. Can you believe that?
I can't. Time has actually flown, which kind of surprises me.
I thought this was going to be a lot harder than what it was. And so far, I mean, we've had some ups and downs. It's going to happen.
I have yet to figure out how to make potatoes appropriately in the oven, but that's a whole different story.
Again, I do want to say thank you to everybody who has messaged us. It's been pretty awesome. I know you received quite a few this week.
I did. It was great.
People being like, I listen to your podcast. It's awesome. Keep it up. I look forward to following you. And like, it keeps us going.
It really does. And it has actually stopped me from falling off the wagon, which we'll talk about here in a bit. So some updates from last week.
Last week, I said that I was having some foot problems, and I finally went to the doctor after you forced me to go, because I don't go to the doctor. I'm fine. I'll just...
I'd like to point out, I told him to go to the doctor like 2 weeks ago.
But I was told it was a stress fracture in my foot, so now I am in a little kind of like a walking sandal thing to keep my foot flat when I walk for a couple weeks until I get it checked up again.
And let's just put this out there. Day 3 of having the foot cast, he sends me a message. Hey, my foot's feeling really good. Do you really think I need to wear this thing?
It was feeling good. I didn't feel like, you know, feeling great.
And why do you think that might be, sir? But he still has the boot on.
I do. I still have another week to go. Yeah, that's what happened. I think I just kind of pushed it a little too far, and my foot went, eh, I don't want that. I'm done with you. Take it easy, bud. For you, update from last week, you were getting ready to travel. You had your travel this past week.
So I traveled to Phoenix, Arizona, and I've never been out to that portion of the country before. I've never been to Arizona. I really thought that I was going to see lots of people living a healthy lifestyle. Now, I do need to kind of make this a little caveat. I was on a college campus, so that's one thing. And it was in a very depressed area of the city. So I think that probably will dictate some of the different, I guess, setbacks that I... Setbacks probably isn't the right word. What word am I looking for here?
Difficulties, I would say.
That I encountered. So while I was in Phoenix, I had expected there to be problems. Like, I didn't expect this to be super easy. But I also know I spend a lot of time on college campuses that usually when I go on these trips, it is a set meal plan. But there is almost always salad. There is almost always a grilled meat of some sort.
And you posted, as you were taking your trip, you posted on our Instagram your little kind of pack that you were taking with you.
Yes.
I guess you could say your emergency travel pack or something like that.
I had a couple RX bars. I had some cashews. I had an apple and a bunch of oranges and a banana. And in the airport, I managed to find an Epic bar, which I really like. And I brought celery with me and little packets of natural almond butter. So, I mean, I was doing pretty well. Like, I had planned to not have a lot of options food-wise.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to have no options food-wise. When I say no, I was there Wednesday night. So I left here around 1 o'clock Wednesday. So that time Wednesday, all day Thursday, and then my flight got canceled Friday. So I was there all day Friday and then most of Saturday.
Yes.
So a full 3 days, probably 3.5 days. While I was there, I ate dry lettuce. There was nothing on this campus that was compliant. I was counting on the fact that there would be a salad bar of some sort, mm-hmm. and they didn't have a cafeteria. the way they do their dining services for their students is they do still have a meal plan, but they contract out. So it was Panda Express and Chick-fil-A and a burger place and a pizza place. And their healthy option was a place called Pita Jungle. And it was, I mean, the food looked good and it was without a doubt the freshest thing there. And that's where I got one of my salads. But the majority that, for example, they had listed on their menu, roasted garlic, red potatoes. Okay. Fine. So I said, I was like, hey, how are these prepared? Are they in olive oil? Are they? And they're like, oh, no, these are deep fried. They're basically French fries.
Okay, well, that's then. Out.
Yeah, that's out. So there I managed to get, they did have some cucumbers. So I had my leafy greens, cucumbers, and a couple of olives. And that was probably the most flavorful thing I had. One night when we went to dinner at a restaurant, I asked my server, how do you make your salad dressings? Like, you know, you're saying everything is made from scratch here. And he was like, yeah, no, that's a lie. I mean, at least he was honest with me. He goes, yeah,
wow.
No.
Wow. they tout that it's made from scratch. No,
he was like, no, it's not. And I told him what I was doing. First of all, no one there had heard of the Whole 30, which surprised me. I really thought, and not just college kids, like in general, no one had heard of the Whole 30. And I was like, well, here's the deal. Here's what I can have. Here's what I can't have. And he said, well, why don't I bring you the Cobb salad with the lettuce, some avocado, and a hard-boiled egg, because I think that's going to be about it. I was like, okay, then. He goes, I'll see if I can find some olive oil in the back and some vinegar, and you can, because he's like, nobody wants to eat dry lettuce. It's like, no, yeah, not really. So quite truthfully, that server was awesome, but he could not find any of those things. So it was dry lettuce with hard-boiled egg and avocado. I sound whiny. I really do. And I recognize that this is not the end of the world. But by the time I got back, I did tell Brad, I was like, I don't want salad for a while. Like, I would like something warm. I don't want cold food, because it had been cold food for every meal. And then in the airport, because my driver dropped me off at the airport at 5 in the morning and my flight didn't leave until 10 a.m., I'm walking around trying to find something that is compliant there. And they didn't even have anything healthy. Like, I was like, oh, these are raw cashews. This will be fine. No, they're cooked in peanut oil. Or they'll have an Epic bar. No, they don't. They don't have anything.
And because you were there the extra day, your, you know, emergency pack or your travel pack was...
Oh, my travel plaque got depleted, and my celery, except for the celery, which had turned into rubber. So it's kind of gross. It had to go away. And I did discover, and this is a complete side note, I tend to be a person who loves lemon. Like, I think lemon is great. And so the Lara bars had a lemon blueberry version, which that's two flavors I really enjoy together. And the RX bars just had like a lemon version. Don't get either of them. Just say no. They taste like cleaning fluid smells.
That's what you said.
They were bad. I took one bite and I had to throw it away. I was like, oh, I can do this. I couldn't. I'd rather just be hungry than try to eat it.
Now, do you think it's partially because, I mean, I've noticed my taste palate changing from not having the stuff in my body. Like, things are sweeter, things taste different. Do you think that it's part of what affected the bar, too?
No, I think they're just gross.
Okay.
No, I just think that they're not good.
Okay.
It's a fake lemon flavor as opposed to a, like, not even, it's not even like a hint of lemon. It's like, here, have some Lysol. So, not a great lemon flavor, which where I was, the one thing that I will say is I asked the campus, I said, okay, with your meal plan being like this and this being your option, you know, like the freshman 15 is a real thing. And
what's a freshman 15?
Do you really not know what the freshman 15
is? No, I don't.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You live in an alternate universe. When
I don't deal with this every day like you do.
Okay, fine. We can poll random people and see if they know what it is at some point who don't have anything to do with colleges.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, the basic urban legend is when you go to college, you gain 15 pounds. You gain the freshman 15. So your first year in college, you gain 15 pounds. My first year in college, I lost 50 pounds. And I can give you all kinds of reasons behind that. But let's just say I didn't do it the right way. That is on average, and it is a very true and real thing. So I asked them, I said, if on the typical campus, it's the freshman 15, what is it here? And they said, you know, we track everything else, but that is not something we track. And then a woman who was with me, she goes, well, she goes, here is the one thing to think about, though. In a typical college setting, it is a buffet-style eating, so you can just keep going back up, whereas at least here, you're going, you're spending your money, and you're done. I was like, okay. True. So that, I mean, that could balance it out.
And you said all that was around you, because you even looked to try to find food, gosh, was just
crap. It was craptastic.
Fast food and
it was, there were, I think, five Pizza Huts within a 2 mile radius. I mean, Pizza Hut. There were several Taco Bells, lots of Mexican restaurants, which actually probably would have been very good. There was a goat meat market. Did not go to that one. McDonald's, Wendy's, like all the general, all the usual, food, yeah, usual suspects. But I was positive. I was like, you know what? There will be a Chipotle. I can eat a Chipotle. This will work just fine. There was no Chipotle.
Now, next time that you travel, will you pack differently or do anything different as far as, you know, next time you're away and you're staying on the program?
I think that I would actually pack a couple more of the Epic bars. And the Epic bars, the way that they're different from like an RX bar or a Lara bar, if you don't know, is it's meat. I think they have other ones that aren't meat, but the ones like the chicken sriracha one is actually delicious. It's one that I really like.
Kind of like jerky in a way almost, kinda. But not as tough. They're a lot chewier.
And so I would probably have packed more of those because I got really tired of the sweetness of the other ones.
Yeah.
And you're really not supposed to use the RX bars or the Lara bars. I mean, I think kind of the way that I was using them is a more appropriate way because it really was my meal. I wasn't using it to satisfy a sweetness craving or anything like that. It was, okay, here's something compliant and I can eat it. And we just walked 15 miles. So I need something. Right. So I try not to overuse the RX bars or the Lara bars and just continue to eat real food. But I think in a pinch, it worked fine.
Yeah.
I would also pack more nuts. I think that that worked out really well. And I had some dried apricots with me, and that worked out well as well.
Okay.
The fruit and the vegetables worked kind of, but they got kind of beat up in my backpack. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you did say that. Okay. Well, it was lessons learned from both of us this week. You with traveling, me with just pushing my foot and everything else too far, but...
Well, I really do think Whole 30 is very doable.
Oh, absolutely.
Traveling-wise, I think I just wasn't in a right place to do it.
Well, and you had the extra day, too, that didn't help.
Well, and just my location. I think had I known...
What was around there.
What was around there, or if I had been in charge of my own meals, there was something more I could have done. It just wasn't in the cards for me. I will say that... I so wanted to come back and step on a scale because I figure 4 days of nothing but dry lettuce and some of those other things, like,
yeah,
I probably should have lost some weight.
But no, not yet.
I know.
Soon. You can check.
However, like, what has everybody been saying to you? Which, by the way, this is totally unfair, but it is what it is.
I have been getting compliments that I look like I have lost weight, like, people have said that my belly looks smaller and in my cheeks. So I was like, oh, thank you. And with the comments, you know, I can't weigh myself. So first thing I want to do, obviously, is weigh myself just to see. But instead of weighing myself, I have a couple button-up shirts in my closet that I have not been able to wear for a few years because they've just been a little tight.
They've been a little snug.
All right, I'll be real. They've been a lot tight.
He's like, ooh, this button's going to pop.
Yeah. So today I decided, I'm like, I'm gonna pull them out and I'm just going to put it on and see. They were still snug, but they were a lot easier to button up.
His shoulders were going to hulk out of
them. Yeah, exactly. Like they were to a point where I'm close to... I can pull these out and wear them. So that was just kind of a very uplifting thing this morning to kind of start the day.
And then there's my story where everybody's complimenting him as I'm standing right next to him. And I want to be like, what about me? I could almost guarantee you if I stepped on a scale right now, nothing has happened. Just because I know how my body does weight loss wise, and that's okay. You know, I feel good. I know I'm putting good things into my body and it will come eventually. I didn't gain this weight in 30 days. It's not going to come off in 30
it's
days.
It's not all going to come off. Like,
plus,
I
you're a dude.
I haven't lost it all in 30 days, but to me, there has been progress. And yes, guys tend to lose it much faster than women do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just science.
Really? You want to explain that science?
No, I don't, because I have no idea how it works.
I was waiting to hear this. Like, this would have been really great.
So did you have any positives for the week?
I mean, I stuck to program. I think that's a huge.
I mean, that's always a huge, huge.
I mean, to me, that is a huge.
Because there was a day, both of you, both of you.
Both of us. Great. So I've gotten fatter. Awesome. There's two of me now.
Both of us the same day were both like, I want to derail. I want to eat that. I think it was Monday that we were both like, I don't care. I want to eat.
Well, I know for Saturday was day 17, I think. It was day 17 or day 18. And I know the last time I did Whole 30, I only made it to day 17 or 18. And I was like, screw this. I'm done. I can't do it. And I hit that same point. So, and I know that they kept saying you would hit this point kind of like day 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I think that that was me. Like the Friday that I ended up in Phoenix that I wasn't supposed to be there, I went to bed at 7:30. And I mean, I crashed. And slept hard until I had to get up for my driver to take me to the airport. So it was definitely something hitting me. Because, I mean, I'm not sick. I didn't feel like I was sick. I was just wiped out.
Okay. I mean, there's been not very many days since, I think it was the first week, there were a lot of those days where I just kind of drug. The second week a little bit. But this week, I think the eating better and just watching what I eat, like I feel throughout the day more energy. Like I don't feel that afternoon crash that mm-hmm. I would always get, or the just dragging, just like the feeling that you get from eating fast food and other such stuff.
Okay.
It's good.
Food wins for the week. Brad made this stuff called Casablanca chicken.
Yes.
It was awesome. I mean, it was so good. And he put it on the Instagram page. So, and attached to the woman who, it's Confessions of a Clean Foodie.
Yes.
And it is just a really good dish.
Yeah, it was delicious to me. And it goes over rice cauliflower, which mm-hmm. was, you can't even taste it's cauliflower. It was really good. And follow us on Instagram at I'll Get a Burger, and we
post anything that goes well.
Yes. We also had the spaghetti squash, but you made sauce this time.
I made my homemade sauce. And the only thing that I had to cut out of my sauce that I normally make, it normally calls for 2 tablespoons of sugar, and I didn't put it in, and it wasn't. I thought it still tasted just as sweet.
Well, it's the sugar, and it usually does sweet Italian sausage, which
We couldn't do.
And you found one mm-hmm. compliant sausage in it. No, it tasted great. I really liked it. I love the spaghetti squash. It just kind of amazes me because I don't really like squash. But this is, I don't know.
The cauliflower rice is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. I watched, again, Confessions of a Clean Foodie, how she makes her cauliflower rice. And I did it that way. And it's been perfect every time. And it's not cauliflower-y. Not that I dislike cauliflower, but it's still held. It's not sauteed in any way. Like, it still holds a little bit of, I don't even want to say the crunch, because it's cooked all the way through.
Yeah.
But it's got substance to it.
Well, it kind of gives the texture of a rice where it's soft, but still kind of,
it's got a chew.
Chew, yeah.
Yeah. No, it has amazed me.
Yeah, Casablanca chicken is one that we tried. That it was that one's a definite win.
And then
recipe.
We also discovered last night that cooking chicken thighs in the broiler, although it might not have actually been on broil, this is still questionable. We have a gas stove. I'm not sure how I did it, but they turned out awesome. All I did was a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and then I put them in the broiler for 15 minutes, and they were perfectly cooked.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They were skinless. But the way they came out, it almost looked like they had a skin on them.
Mm-hmm. And they tasted that way. Skin. Like the outside was a little bit crunchy, but the inside was still like moist and juicy. They were fantastic.
Yes.
The sauce I made to go with them was awful. We will not post that.
I think it had a little too much citrus in it.
Oh.
You want to do a kind of a check-in. This is week 3.
Yep.
So one more week, week 4, and then we'll hit the 30 days.
Right.
Like how we're doing on our goals. Like for me, my fitness goal is kind of fallen due to I can't do what it is. I mean, there's other stuff that I can do besides walking or being on my feet to work out. I just need to make it happen. So I've kind of fallen off of that.
My workouts have not been in the gym. I would say I'm not sure I got all 3 workouts in, but I know I definitely got 2 in just from the amount of walking that we did. And there was one day when I was in Phoenix that I went and actually exercised. So I know I got it in that day. And then there was another day I got lost.
When you do visits, you're like, I did 25,000 steps today. What'd you do? I'm like, geez.
It's true. We do lots of walking.
Yeah.
So for those of you who listened to the one before this, I threw my back out, and that has continued to kind of plague me pretty continuously. So that was one of my issues when I was traveling, just because it was a different bed, like 3 different beds and almost as many nights, and then the plane ride. And when we were walking, we would walk, and then we would stop and stand for a half an hour. And then we would walk, and we would stop and stand and listen to somebody talk to us for a half an hour. And there were only 4 of us, and we finally looked at him and said, can we just like walk and talk? Do we have to stay still? Because we're all antsy. And they were like, oh no, we can walk and talk. That's fine.
And the eating goal has, we're sticking with it. So it's been working. There's been a lot of great stuff that we found. There's been some stuff that isn't as good.
You want to know what is awesome? This is a total aside. The mint chocolate RX bar tastes like a thin mint cookie. I can't eat them. I have to keep them away from me because I will not eat them appropriately. Do you disagree?
No, I don't. And I think it's come up because when you eat something spicy, you always want something a little sweet to kind of like even it out. And then
you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Because you're supposed to be taming the sugar dragon.
Yeah. As she said, I need to hide them from her.
Well, because I bought one because, you know, I do keep them around for emergency purposes. And then I ate it and I wanted 5 of them, which also defeats the purpose.
But you didn't eat 5 of them. You held and said, okay, I got this one. I'm good.
Yeah, I did. My water intake has been great. It was questionable while I was traveling because they didn't. One of the things that I swear they always do on any of these trips, they give us a water bottle. And then there are places for us to fill them up. Not only did they not give us a water bottle, there was never a place for us to fill anything up. So not only do the kids not have a cafeteria, they don't have water fountains because we were all like, is there a place we can fill up a water bottle? So I finally just bought a bottle of water and kept refilling it. But I did still manage to get it in, even if it was me having to force a lot in after I got back to the hotel in the evenings.
I mean, for overall, 3 weeks in, we're pretty much kind of stuck to it. Obviously, we won't know any weight progress until end of 30 days. And
at the end of 30 days, like after like next week will be week 4, we're going to do kind of a budget breakdown for you. We're going to do the inches lost, because I did make him do the whole like, hey, we're going to measure ourselves and take before and after pictures. And he thought I was a complete loon and that I shouldn't do that. But I made him do it anyways. We'll do that whole weigh-in piece and just kind of let you know where we stand. And then we'll continue to post the things that work, but we're not going to, it won't be all Whole 30 all the time like it has been this first.
No, and we're not going to completely stop Whole 30.
Oh, either. No.
I mean, we're going to keep this journey going for as long as everybody wants to follow along. I mean, we're having fun with it, so.
We are.
As long as we're having fun.
And honestly, it's keeping us accountable.
Oh, it absolutely is.
And it's something fun for us to do together.
Oh, yes, it is.
Aww.
You can also follow along on the journey, like I said, on Instagram and also on Twitter at I'll Get a Burger. Or you can email us, I'll Get a Burger@gmail.com. Thank you to everybody who has sent us messages, text messages, messages on the social, emails. We love it. It's been great and kind of humbling in a way. Like, I never thought anybody would care to listen to us ramble.
I do have a request. If you have any Whole 30 compliant recipes that you make over and over because you know they're just really good,
yeah,
send them our way. Especially if they're fast, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, send them to us. We would love to try new stuff,
and we will give all the credit to you.
Absolutely, will absolutely. But we will be back next week with another update. We're getting closer to the 30 and see where we're at going to go forward.
Until then.
Bye.
Bye.